entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today is Tuesday, December 30th. Hi,
hello.
Jen.
Hi.
That means what? Two more days for 2014?
One more.
And then one more. Well, today and tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay. And this brings up the taxes, which we were talking about, which you enjoy doing.
I do.
Which I don't get at all. But then again, you said you get money. So, okay, I get it. But it's not the actual process of doing it, or is it?
Well, I don't even have to do it. My accountant does it.
I see. Okay,
I just sit in front of him. He runs through a series of questions with me based on last year and the year before.
Right.
And I just say, yes, no, here's bank statements. Enjoy.
Cool.
That's it.
Okay, well,
quick.
That's why you enjoy it. Okay,
and I go with my best friend, and it's a whole game, and then we celebrate the rest of the day. So for us, it's like a holiday almost.
Yeah, you see, there's a flip side to everything.
Yep.
Huh? Wow. Oh, well, you know. So do you have any big plans for New Year's Eve?
I do. A bunch of friends and I are going to the Four Seasons in Beverly Hills.
Ah, wow. I'm
yes.
impressed.
Thank you.
What kind of a party is that?
I guess a classy affair.
Okay.
It's just like going to be an easy night. The parties in LA cost so much money, like they do, I'm sure, in most big cities, that we just wanted something that's nice, easy, where everyone could go, wasn't too expensive. Like some of them, you know, range in, you know, $95 to $200 a ticket.
Yeah, that's crazy, huh?
So crazy. So for us, we thought this was a steal, and we get to all be together. We have a lot of friends going, and we'll all be dressed up, and it'll be great for photos, and it'll be relaxing, and it'll be really nice.
That sounds good. So it's a party that anybody can go to?
Yeah, you just buy a ticket, and you go.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Well, you see, party is a good idea because, you know, I always, you know, I never plan it until the actual day. And then there's nowhere to go because everything is booked.
Mm-hmm.
So usually just end up, you know, hanging out and things like that, you know, with friends maybe at home and drinking and things like that. So, you know, it's, I don't know. What can I tell you? You know, I mean, it's when you want to go out, like dinners are like $200 a person
right.
or something, you know.
Right.
It, like something outrageous like that. And you go, there's no way I'm spending that for an hour or two.
Right.
Being out.
It's absurd. You know? I think the cost of things on New Year's Eve is so outrageous that like we're skipping the food part. We're just going to all have eaten separately.
Yeah, good.
And then go to the party and, you know.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it, man.
It's just so much easier.
Yeah.
And cost effective.
Yeah, it is. You know, I mean, going to dinner, I feel bad for these guys that have to impress their dates and take them to those expensive places,
yeah.
you know. I mean, $300-$400 for dinner? Come on.
That's
you know?
Just, it's just not necessary. It's kind of like Valentine's Day. Like, anytime you go out on a holiday, they're going to charge you a lot.
That's true. Valentine's Day, the same thing.
Yeah. I would rather do something like cost effective because you enjoy it more and it doesn't feel so much pressure to like love what you're doing just because it costs so much money.
I know. And, you know, you go to many restaurants and they even stuff more tables into the restaurant.
Uh-huh.
You know, you can't move. It's really noisy. And yeah, I mean, I had a couple of experiences like that. And since then, I don't go to a restaurant, you know, if there's a party or something. But no parties for me, you know, so we'll see. We'll just hang out and stuff and have fun. It's, you know, it's a nice day, you know, and everything. But I'm not sure I'm ready for the year to end yet.
Really? Why not?
I don't know. Taxes again.
Well,
why do I keep going back to that? It's
know.
On my mind all the time.
And you don't have to do them until, what, April? So...
No, but it's business. It's different stuff,
right.
you know? Yeah, when you do business. And I'm really involved in it, you know, so in the tax preparation and everything. So it's just like a pain in the ass. But so I'm not ready for the end of the year. But otherwise, yeah, it doesn't matter to me if it's 2014, 15. I mean, who cares, you know?
Well, some people really like it because it's a fresh start.
Yeah, that's true.
And some people
psychologically,
need it.
Yeah. I know. I could use a little break. I need to get away. I haven't been on vacation in probably a year and a half or something.
Oh, wow. You know? It's time.
It is time. You know, I mean, I'm feeling burned out, you know, and I need... you just need to get away for a few days so you don't think about the same things you do every day.
Yes, you need to disconnect.
Yeah, you need to recharge your batteries a little bit. And that involves going and doing something totally different from what you do every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so even when I go on vacations, I'm like connected to the business. And I'm like, you know, how am I supposed to enjoy a vacation like that?
Right.
So you really have to disconnect yourself.
You do. It's very important.
Yeah. Have you been on vacations lately?
No, I need one.
So you need one too.
Well, that's not true. I'm lying. I went away in August. I went to Lake Arrowhead. And that was so relaxing.
Yeah. How many days did you go for?
We were there Monday to Friday.
Oh, okay. So that gives you enough time to relax and wind down.
It was so nice. It was right after I had surgery. And I went with my best friend. And then her boyfriend came and joined us for like half the trip. And we just watched movies and we hiked and we relaxed and we drank a lot of wine and we ate a lot of food and that was it.
Sounds good. So that's a nice way to get away.
Uh-huh.
I guess you don't have to go far. I like to go far to feel I'm disconnected, you know, from my life and stuff. But,
yeah.
But it's not always possible, unfortunately.
No. And we're in California, so we at least have a lot of options nearby if you want to drive or a short flight.
Exactly. Except that I've done all of them a million times.
Yeah.
You know, how many times can you do San Diego and Santa Barbara and San Francisco and Vegas?
Right.
You
know? Well, you do them and then you start all over and you do them again.
That's true. Yeah. But I've lived here for a long time, for many years. So I've been there many times.
True.
And yeah, there's just nothing to look forward to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. Maybe I'll visit my son in college in San Francisco. But he's here now for the vacation, for the holiday. But maybe I'll do that. You know, San Francisco is cool.
It is a cool place.
Right?
Yeah.
Did you ever go back with Lauren to check it out?
No,
so she
I
could
want
show
to.
You around and
she
stuff?
Just got back yesterday, actually, from San Francisco.
Oh.
But I think we're going to go visit her mom in Hawaii when her mom goes there in March.
Oh, wow.
So we'll do that.
Yeah, there you go. You see, Hawaii is a place to go.
Yeah. And that'll then we're going to visit my mom in May. In Miami.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you plan ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You
see,
to.
With me, it's never like that. You know?
I like to, though, because then I have things to look forward to.
That's true.
And you know where your money's going.
Exactly.
And you get good deals on flights.
Yeah, you get good deals and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I know. But, you know, I can't imagine some people plan like cruises a year in advance or something.
That it's I like, don't understand.
Yeah, it's like, how do you know where you're going to be in a year, you know?
However, I am a planner, so I like knowing what's happening when.
Right.
And I plan around.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. I need to learn to plan a little more. But I'm more what's the word I'm looking for? Impulsive.
Mm. What sign are you? I forget.
I'm a Taurus.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
It does?
I think so. I'm pretty sure that's what that is.
Okay.
I'm a Capricorn. I know a lot about that. And I'm one to the T. So we're planners. We're organized.
Oh, wow.
We're goal-oriented. It's a lot of that.
That's good. I mean,
structured.
That's good. Yeah, you see, I can never learn that. I can never set goals for myself. I just do things.
So you have no resolutions then?
No, no resolutions at all. I just do it. I just think of something. If I want to do it, I just do it then.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
The same with trips. I'll decide, hey, I need to go, and I need to go now. But I wouldn't mind going to Amsterdam back there. I've been there a few times. And it's my favorite place, you know. It's really cool. They say November, December is really a good time to go. I did go when it was kind of cold, but I actually went in the summer, so it was beautiful. You know, people sit outside in the cafes and everything.
Oh, nice. I've never been. That's you one place
been?
I would like to go.
Yeah. You see, that's cool because if you're into, like, weed like I am, it's a very enjoyable trip because there's coffee shops everywhere. They call them coffee shops, but you go in and you buy marijuana and stuff and you sit there and you smoke and everything. And then you go to all these great museums and on the canals and everything, and it's like, wow, you know. So it enhances it a little bit if you're into that. You know, but otherwise, it's still a very beautiful city. You know, it's all canals and everything.
That's cool. I mean, I'm dying to go to London and Paris because I haven't been. I've been to other places in Europe, but not there.
Yeah.
So maybe I could do a London, Paris, Amsterdam.
You should. Don't ever miss out on that. You know, it's a pretty unique place. I've been to London and Paris too, and they're cool too. You know, I mean, there's nothing to argue about that. I mean, you know, if you can go.
Yeah.
But in but France, I'm not that crazy about. I don't know, maybe because they don't like Americans that much. So, I mean, they insist on doing things their way. They won't speak English and all
That's
that stuff.
That's why I'm learning French. One of my resolutions is to learn French.
Really?
I started this year, and I haven't kept up with it because I just got really busy. But for 2015, I want to learn French.
It's a great language. I mean, I can tell you that. In Israel, when I was a kid, you have to learn English mandatory from fifth grade. But if you did really well, if you were an A student, they'd let you take French as well. So I got French, and I had to join sort of like in the middle of the semester because that's when they figured they're going to put me in there. So I had to get a tutor and everything. So I really fell in love with the language, you mm-hmm. know. And so for 3 years I took it, and it's not like I don't remember. It's just it's very hard to speak it. And to write it, it's, you know, you have to know the words because the spelling is like a two-syllable word has 20 letters or
right.
something, you know. And so you need to know the words, but it's a great language to know. It used to be an international language before English, like back in the days, you know. But then English took over, so that's why, I mean, passports used to be in French.
And, oh, wow.
Yeah, things like that, at least in the Middle East.
How cool.
So, well, I don't know. I'm sure not in America.
I need to learn French.
Yeah.
It's on the list.
But I definitely, the best I can do with it is understand it, and I do. You know,
that's good.
I know a lot of words. I know the structure of sentences and stuff, the you know, like past form and present and future mm-hmm. and things like that. So, but it's, yeah, it's a very old language, you know. It's a very sexy language, very sensuous. If you ever listen to French songs and stuff, you know.
Yeah, I love yeah. French music. I do.
Yeah. So you've always had sort of a French connection like that?
I don't think I always have. I've always, like, loved Italian language and food too. Mm. So I think recently in the past maybe 5 years I've grown to really love the French culture.
Yeah.
And
have
so
you
now
seen French films at all?
I've seen a couple, and I've listened yeah. to French music, and also in like American films when they have a French song, I'm like, ah, what is that? I love it. Like in Something's Gotta Give, or It's Complicated, or Vicky Cristina Barcelona, or Eat, Pray, Love. They have like a bunch of different international songs on the soundtracks.
Oh, wow.
And so I
just funny you remember those. Wow.
I listen to them often.
Yeah, I guess you do.
So, yeah, I mean, I just love it.
Very cool. Very cool. Yeah, so a new year's coming, and we'll see what's going to happen. I sure hope there's less plane crashes.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I don't know that that will change ever because for whatever reason it keeps happening. But if there was less, that would be great.
Yeah. Do you think we're just paying more attention to it, or is it just happening more? I mean, what's going on?
I don't know.
Yeah. Because, you know, other than this Air Asia plane that was found, by the way, they found bodies in debris.
Right.
And in the ocean. And, you know, I mean, a lot of people died there, and you have to wonder, you know, what else can they improve to make flight safer, you know?
Yeah, well, hopefully that's what will come out of the situation, is solutions for the future.
I hope so. I mean, I don't know if there's any connection that three planes from Asia went down in the past year. I don't know if this has anything to do with it. But Asia is not one of my destinations.
You know, and I would like to go to Asia at some point, but
yeah.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. The most I'll do out of Asia is Japan, maybe. But
yeah.
That's about it.
That would be a
maybe
really
Hong
fun
Kong,
place
too,
go.
You know. Hong Kong is nice. They say Thailand is beautiful, but I don't know. I mean, there's too many, like, third world things going on there. You know,
well,
like poverty.
Right.
You know, a lot of that, and prostitution. And
but you don't have to see all that. You can go to, like, the resorts or...
That's true.
Go on the safaris or whatever, you know.
Right.
My cousin rode an elephant, and that looked pretty cool. So
really?
I want to do that, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds...
And there's a lot of beaches
cool.
there.
Yeah, that's true. But then again, there's beaches in safer places.
I don't know. I mean, Mexico is not safe, and they have beaches, you know.
That's true.
I'm terrified to go to Mexico more than Thailand.
I know, me too. Me too. There's a lot of gang violence and stuff going on
yep.
there with the drugs and everything. And Yeah. And that's scary because it's next door to us, you know, Mexico.
Yeah.
But have you ever been like to a place like, have you been to Mexico at
all? I have many times. Yeah. And it makes me sad that it's so dangerous because, you know, yeah. I would go back.
Do you like it?
I do.
Yeah. What places did you go to?
I've been to Puerto Vallarta, Cabo.
Right. So all those places that you take with cruises and stuff. Did you go on a cruise?
I've gone on many cruises there and then also flown there. Just okay. Depended on where I was coming from. I had a boyfriend that was in Miami and I was here when we did long distance. And we met, he flew here and then we flew to Mexico.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Have you been to the other side, to Cancun?
And, yeah. Because I lived in Florida, we'd go
That's
there.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I've never been to Cancun. They say it's pretty cool. I just don't have a big desire to go to Mexico. I don't know. I've been there a few times, you know, on cruises, maybe two or three times. And, you know, I saw the poverty, the kids chasing you for money and stuff. And
so that happens in Italy. Like, the swarm of little muggers come around you and, you know, like swarms of children that will circle you and rob you.
I didn't realize that goes on. Well, these kids won't rob you. They try to sell you chiclets and stuff.
Oh, well.
Yeah. You didn't see that when you were in Puerto Vallarta?
No, because we stayed sort of at the resort, and I don't think we, like, ventured out that much.
Yeah.
There was one trip we went on with a bunch of friends, like, different couples, and we went to town one night. You know, we went to, like, the bars, and
right.
That was it.
Yeah. I know. There's places like Ensenada and Tijuana and stuff that are more like... they're really a throwback to the past, you know. They're not very modern at all. But, there's poverty there. You see, there's a couple kinds of trips, you know. I mean, there's one trip where you go to sightsee and adventures and stuff. And then there's trips where you just go to relax.
Right.
Right? And the trips I go to relax, I don't want to see poverty. I want to see luxury. I want to see 5-star hotels. I want to see nice beaches.
Yeah.
And all that
stuff.
Well,
in Mexico, I mean, you could get off the plane, you know, and get into a shuttle that takes you directly to your 5-star resort, because that's how I've done that.
Right.
And it was all inclusive, so why leave the resort?
Right. But if you remember a few months ago, there were a few people, maybe a year ago or so, a few American tourists were killed at a resort, you know. I think it was at least a couple, and somebody sort of like went in and killed a couple tourists, and that was pretty scary. I remember
that is scary.
Thinking at that point, I said, you're not safe anywhere, you know?
I mean, you're not safe here either. You're not really safe anywhere, but you still live.
Yeah, but at least here I know my enemy.
Yeah. You know? And you know where not to go and you know.
Yeah, exactly.
You're in your car.
Yeah. But that's why, you know, I mean, that's why I prefer Hawaii, because I get the tropics, but I also get the comfort and convenience of the United States, you know, and the safety and all that. So
mm-hmm.
So that's why I'll go to Hawaii. I've been there a few times, different islands. And, yeah, there's also, you can take a different type of trip. If you want a touristy thing, you go to Waikiki. If you want a romantic thing, you go to Kauai or Maui or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, hiking and
right.
all that stuff, you know.
I would love to do, like, the beaches and the zip lining and the hiking and waterfalls and all
I know, and you rent a Jeep or something and you just... Right around the island.
So fun. I have friends there right now that all they did was book a flight, and they didn't book anything else except for maybe one hotel for a couple of days. The rest of the trip, they're camping and just sort of doing
adventure
or something. Yeah.
That's cool. Can save a lot of money that
way. Oh, yeah. And they get to go to Hawaii, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. They're there right now.
Yeah. Actually, I mean, flying here from Hawaii is not that expensive. You know, because they have all kinds of deals. They have Pleasant Hawaiian and all these other ones. So I think, like, some people... Well, it depends if you're not too picky. You can get flight and hotel for $1,000 or something.
That's a good deal to me. I mean, I'm going to have somewhere to stay when I go, so we just need a flight.
Yeah.
That's it.
Which is going to be pretty cheap, so you're good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty excited about it.
Yeah, I'm sure. When are you going to go?
March.
Oh, in March?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That'll be a good time.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Well, it's been freezing in L.A.
Yeah.
Of course, people are laughing at us on Facebook when we post this because they live in minus 22 degrees. But Nevertheless, we're not prepared for it. We just don't dress for this cold. So then when we go out, we freeze.
Right.
You know?
And it fluctuates throughout the day. So, like, one moment will be freezing, and then it's super sunny, and it turns into, like, 75 yeah. degrees.
I know.
And you're, like, dressed in winter clothes.
I know. It's like, what do I wear?
Right. So I think the trick is layers, because then you could take things off, you could put things back on.
That's true. That's so, what they say in the cold places. So
yeah, like today I'm wearing, you know, this sweater, a scarf, and then in my car I have a jacket.
Yeah.
In case. You just, cool. And it's gray out, so it's going to be cool all day, I think, today.
Yeah. Do you think it's going to rain? Did they promise rain?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
I wouldn't. I don't want it to, just because it's my best friend's birthday and we have a lot of things to do today.
Right.
It's her 30th. 30 oh, on wow. 30th on December 30.
So you guys have birthdays pretty close to each other.
Yes. We're both Capricorns. We're very similar.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great. Very cool. Mm-hmm. I'm going to look up on the weather here because I really want to know. I mean, I could look on my phone, but I look here instead.
I hope it doesn't rain because that will really foil our plans. We have a busy day of lunch
yeah.
at a French restaurant.
Oh, wow.
Of course, because we love France and all things French.
Wow.
And then we're going to get massages, manicures, happy hour, and dinner.
Tough life.
I know.
Wow.
I know. Well, it's your 30th.
Yeah,
so it's special.
This is a time to celebrate.
Right.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Well, they're saying we got 50% of showers, so we're probably going to get them.
No.
Jen, yeah. And it's going to be windy tonight.
Oh, gosh.
You don't want rain, huh?
It can rain going out. While I'm in places.
Right.
But not while I'm traveling to and from, because we're going to take pictures, so we have to look pretty, and our hair can't get rained on.
That's true, but it'll give you I think it creates sort of an atmosphere where it'll be more memorable to you, because you'll remember, oh, it was a winter day that day.
Right.
You know?
You always remember things by the rain.
Yeah. That's true, yeah. So, yeah, it's going to be 40 degrees tonight. And we're not accustomed to that here.
No, that's pretty cold.
Yeah.
No, the other day I was driving home in my car and it alerted me it was in the 30s. Like, the car made a noise that I hadn't recognized.
Really?
And I was like, that's so weird. I don't know what's going on. And it was flashing 39 or something like that on the,
wow.
yeah, the thermometer. So I guess once it hits the 30s, your car makes a noise.
Yeah, I guess.
At least
huh?
in California.
Yeah, I mean, if it warns you, maybe it means the car can't operate in cold weather or
maybe.
Something.
Maybe.
That doesn't make sense.
No, I mean, I think it was more just warning me. And then it stopped making the noise. So I think it was just like, look, it's cold. Put on your heaters or something. So I put on my heaters.
Yeah. Cool. Well, you know, I mean, so another plane forced landed in London. A Virgin 747 emergency landing. I guess there was a problem with the landing gear, and it was on its way to Vegas. So there again, a big scare. They had to close down the airport and everything. And
at least they landed.
Yeah, yeah. But you don't know that when you're in the airplane.
No, that's terrifying.
You don't know how it's going to turn out.
Right.
Especially when it's the landing gear. You don't know until you actually land what's going to happen.
Yikes. That's scary.
Yeah.
I haven't been in one of those situations, so I'm thankful, but don't know what I would be like if I was.
Yeah.
Probably freak out.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably freak out.
Yeah.
That's the least of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you ever see that video on Facebook where they're showing a plane landing, and supposedly the front landing gear doesn't open? So what they're doing, and it's approaching landing, they show a pickup truck pulling out, driving right on the runway, and the plane lands, rests its front right on the pickup truck.
I've not seen that.
Yeah.
That's really
and
cool.
It is cool, but you can tell it's not real.
Oh.
Because there's different camera angles and all that stuff, you know. So it was probably like a commercial or something.
Oh.
Yeah. But at first you look at it and you go, my God, how did they do that, you know? But it's fake, so.
That sucks.
There you go.
Oh.
But it's impressive, let me tell you, if they could do something like that.
Yeah.
But there's no way. No way. There's too much unpredictable stuff going on. Yeah. But yeah, airplanes for you. My parents are coming out here in January.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that'll be cool. That means I don't have to go there.
Right,
so
that saves you a trip and
a flight.
Saves
me a flight.
You don't like flying.
No, I don't. I've decided I don't like flying anymore.
I can't imagine why in the wake of all this news.
Yeah, I know, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe as you get older, you're also more afraid to die. I don't know if that's
maybe
that's something to do with it.
I don't know.
But, you know, talking about getting old, they have a list of people that have turned 50 this year. And Nicolas Cage.
Oh, I just watched a movie with him in it the other day. The Which Family one? Man.
Oh, yeah. That was pretty good, huh?
I love that movie.
Wasn't that a Christmas movie, yeah, too? Oh, yeah.
So good. It was like a really good Christmas movie.
It is.
Not
it's
cheesy.
Like,
it's so good.
Right. It's like, it's funny, but it's emotional also, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like he had to make a decision between his family, right?
And, right.
And the money and all that mm-hmm. stuff. Yeah. Wow.
Yep.
Good. Yeah, I should watch that. I totally forgot about that movie.
I did too. Actually, my mom and I were looking for movies to watch over Christmas, and that one popped up. And we're like, yeah, that's a good one.
Wow. Yeah. Another one I remember that's pretty emotional for Christmas is Jack Frost. Have you seen that one with Michael Keaton? It's like the father dies and he comes back as a snowman. And it's,
I don't remember it, but now I kind of want to watch it.
Yeah. Yeah,
interesting.
It's sad, yeah. But they take sad topics and make them into fun, emotional
right.
stuff, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I cry at all Christmas movies, so it doesn't yeah. even matter. I'm so weird like that. Especially with a happy ending, I cry.
Yeah, I know. Wow. That's pretty funny.
Speaking of a happy ending, this couple got married in Hawaii, actually, of all places, and that we were talking about. And the president played golf through their wedding, so they had to relocate their wedding.
Really?
Yeah. There were two army captains, and I guess Obama was in town, you know, for the holidays, and so he was playing golf on the golf course they were scheduled to get married at.
So he went over.
He didn't know the wedding was happening, so he continued okay. playing golf. They moved the wedding, and then he found out after, and he called them to apologize.
Oh, wow.
So they got a phone call from Obama. President
okay,
Obama.
Cool. So he didn't like do a stupid thing by saying I'm not leaving or anything.
No, it wasn't
he didn't
like
know
I'm
about
the president
it.
And yeah. you have to move. It was he just didn't know about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, so he called him.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. It's pretty cool. Yeah.
I'd move my wedding for a phone call from President Obama.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, why not?
And their army captains. Apparently they invited him to the wedding. Knowing that his family would be in town.
Yeah.
And he showed up anyway because he was there, basically.
Yeah.
And called them. So that's cool.
Yeah.
It's a good wedding gift.
That's right. He's on vacation in Hawaii now, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting stuff. I'm seeing here another person turned 50 is Elle McPherson. Do you know who she is?
Yeah.
The model. She still looks good.
I'm sure.
You know, I mean, do you believe Katrina from yesterday? I mean, she's like 40 years old. She looked amazing. And we had a model here yesterday who was also a publisher of a new magazine. And I was blown away, Jen. It's like, who gets someone like that? How do you get someone like that, you know, that's like so beautiful and model? She did mention Guns N' Roses or something, right? So, yeah, it was Guns N' Roses. So I guess that's the kind of level she dates. So
I guess.
Yeah,
I
guess
who
ordinary
knows who she dates
men now? Yeah, who knows if ordinary men have any chance. But she was amazingly beautiful. And the thing is, I guess people forget sometimes they're just like real people, you know. I mean, at home and stuff, they don't feel like, hey, I'm glamorous and everything, you know. They just,
yeah.
They're used to themselves.
Right.
You know.
And we're also in a city of a lot of beautiful people, so.
Yeah, I know. Everybody comes here that's beautiful.
Matters if you take care of yourself.
Yeah.
My aunt is 50 and she looks like more gorgeous every day.
Really?
Her skin is better than anybody I know.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's yep. pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So just matters how you take care of yourself and how you present yourself, I think, and you could be beautiful.
That's true. Do you ever wonder where you're going to be when you're 50?
No.
No, huh? Good, don't. You just turned 30. You've got plenty of time.
Right. And my mom looks great for 64 or whatever she is, but, you know, I think I'll
Oh, she's 64?
Yeah.
Wow, she looks great.
Thanks.
Yeah, she really does.
Yeah.
Wow. So she had you late in life, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Well, I guess she was 34.
Yeah.
It's probably
okay,
when
it's not that late.
No, I mean, because now when you see people having babies, they're like in their 30s too.
That's true. Yeah, I was 30 when my daughter was born, so I guess 34 is not too late.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess when my daughter's 30, I'm going to be in my 60s too. Oh, wow. I don't want to think about that. My God. But here, they're listing people that have turned 50 and they look pretty good and stuff, you know. So I guess it's not so much like how you look and all that, you know.
No, it's also how you feel.
Right. And you got to feel, yeah, like they have this thing here that says that happiness is healthy, which it's obviously not new to us. I think everybody knows if you're happy, you're feeling pretty good about yourself. But they're saying it translates into physical health as well. So, you know, they're saying that optimism or meaningfulness in life definitely helps, you know. So,
yeah.
So you want to think about what's going on in your life and really fix things, you know. I remember I used to be pretty angry when I was young, you know. I mean, everything would set me off and everything.
Why?
You know? I don't know. I mean, I have no idea. I don't know, just my temperament or something. But also, I guess, my view on life. Because as I matured, I realized that, you know, I mean, I don't have to be like that all the time, you know. And when you start understanding, and then if you go through a spiritual awakening or something, you know, which I did. I studied the Kabbalah for like a year or so, you know, mm-hmm. so which is Jewish mysticism and all that. But that definitely made a change in my life, you know. Made me realize it's not really chaotic out there. There's a certain order in the universe. And that made me realize, you know, the universe is not against me, which is sometimes how you feel.
Right.
So it's your outlook on life, I think, you know.
Definitely.
And I know in the book, Man's Search for Meaning, did I ever bring it up here?
Since I've been here.
Right. It was written by Viktor Frankl, and he was in a concentration camp in World War II. And he'd already been a psychiatrist and everything, so when he was there, he was trying to analyze what's going on. And he wondered why some people are throwing themselves at the electric fence.
Oh, yeah, you did.
I told you that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So it comes down to how you view what happens to you, not really what happens to you, but how you view it, mm-hmm. you know. And that was like a revelation for me, you know, because everybody's got shit happening in their life.
Right.
You know, but how come, like, you'll take two cancer patients or something, terminal patients, and one survives and the other one doesn't.
Well, they say cancer is a disease of the spirit.
Yeah, I guess, you know, and it depends on how you look at things,
right.
You know? I mean, if you look at it as like, God, you know, I mean, I'm like dying and this is shit and my life sucks and stuff, of course you're going to die.
Right. They did some behind the scenes interviews of the movie Unbroken that, you know, is coming out or just came out from Angelina Jolie.
Right.
About, what's his name? Louis Samperino, I think is his name.
Yeah.
That survived, you know, as being a prisoner of war. He was an Olympic athlete. And they were saying that when he was a prisoner of war, he could see who else was going to live. Like, you look at certain people and you're like, that guy's going to fight. That guy's going to crumble.
Oh, wow.
This guy will make it through. Like, there's just something in certain people
yeah.
that are not in other people. Like you were saying about Man's Search for Meaning. Like,
right.
I don't know what I would be in that circumstance, but I would hope I would be a fighter.
Right. I know. It's hard to imagine because you go, I'm not getting out of here alive, and I'm not going to take this shit anymore. So you kill yourself.
Right.
But at the same time, many people don't. And they come out.
Right. And then they live to talk about it.
Yeah. You know, I mean, we had here some time ago, Billy Hayes. He was a guy, there was a movie based on him called Midnight Express. That was back in the 70s. And he tried to smuggle hash out of Turkey and got caught. And it's all documented in the movie. And he was in prison there for about 5 years or something. And then they escaped. But the thing is that you should have seen the conditions they were in. I mean, my God, you know, it's not even a prison like here.
Right.
It's like the final step before hell, pretty much. you know, and you go, there's no way I'm getting out of here. But they survived, you know, they believe. So I guess when you're in that situation, it's different.
Yeah.
You know, and so he was here and was telling us stories that, like, you wouldn't believe, you know. And, I mean, this guy, like, managed to smuggle a few times right on his body because they weren't searching at the time.
Yeah.
But he says on that particular night when he left, they were searching for terrorists, and they found that on his body. They thought it was a bomb or something. And
oh,
then
boy.
They realized it's all hash. I mean, how much balls do you have to do something like that? To go, I mean, to smuggle it out of America is one thing. You know, you're going to end up in American jail. But in Turkey?
Yeah, that's scary.
Come on,
I would never want to end up in jail in another country. Not that I want to end up in jail here, but definitely not in another country.
Yeah. It just shows you how young people do crazy shit, you know?
I mean, old people do crazy stuff, too.
That's true, but, you know, I don't know. I mean, I think if he was older, he'd think of the consequences a little more.
Maybe. Or desperate times. I don't know how much money he would have been making. People do crazy things.
They really do. They really do. But I'm not taking drugs anywhere. Are you kidding me?
No.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's a good plan.
Yeah.
The other day we were talking about iPhones, and my mom has the big one.
The Plus, right?
I just actually ordered the iPhone 6, and I'm pretty excited to get it.
Oh, yeah. Check this out. I just got mine yesterday.
Nice.
Yeah, and I didn't realize that I was eligible. I thought I wasn't. And then I looked online, and it says you're eligible. So I rushed to the store and got my iPhone 6.
Yeah, mine is actually being shipped to me because the one I wanted was back-ordered.
Really?
So I should be getting it next week. I can't
wait. Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
What do you get, like a lot of memory or something?
No, I just got the gold one that's 64 gigs.
64. Well, that's a big... I mean, I meant storage-wise.
Yeah.
Memory, it's got more storage.
Yeah.
So you get the 64.
Yeah, I need it because mine that I have right now is a 16 gigabyte, and I'm always out of storage. I can't do anything with this phone.
Yeah. I know. It's because we're tempted to just save all the pictures and videos we ever take on the phone. We can transfer it to the computer and free it up, but why, right?
Right, but then also I want, like, new apps, and, like, you need to be able to back up your phone, and you need to update the iOS, and that takes up more storage. So everything adds up, and then you have no room.
Right. That's true.
So I had to get the new one. But a new study came out about how our smartphones are actually making us dumber.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because they take away from our focus.
Uh-huh.
And when they do that, and you are, like, constantly looking at the phone and thinking, like, is there a new message? Should I respond to this message? Because your brain is on such high alert, it actually tires us, and we can't remember things.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So, like, they did a study about people that had the phone on the desk and people that had the phone off the desk, and asked them to do, like, mathematical equations.
Uh-huh.
And people that had their phone on the desk couldn't do it as quickly as the people that didn't, because they were looking at their phone thinking, like, okay, wait. If I used the calculator in my phone and I added 1 + 2, it would get me 3. And it was
a different process. So we rely less on our brains.
Right.
Wow.
We rely completely on our phones for scheduling, for, you know, we have our notepad in our phone. We have everything in our phone. And we're on such high alert for our phones that we are not functioning properly in society.
Yeah.
Our interactions actually are changing. They did the same study with people learning about each other.
Yeah.
And people that had a phone on the table were less to be trusted.
Really?
Because they were so focused on their phone.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You see, the thing is, I have like a little holster that I carry my phone on. So it looks a little dorky, but I never have to carry my phone in my pocket. Mm-hmm. I don't have to hold it in my hand. I don't have to put it on tables. And I never lose it. So, you know, so I don't have to worry about it. I don't think about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I can imagine if you constantly have to pick it up, put it on the table, put it in your pocket, in your purse, whatever.
Right.
Yeah, you're aware of it all the time.
All the time.
Right.
I am actually, that's one of my resolutions for the new year, is to be more present and to not have my phone out when I'm with people doing social things.
Right.
It's different if it's like a power lunch or something and you're fitting something in and you know that you are going, you're still kind of on call, let's say, for work kind of things. But if you're with friends and you choose to be with them and you're socializing and that's your thing, put your phone away.
Right.
Nothing
and that's
else
the
matters.
Way I am. Yeah. I mean, I feel the vibration of a text. I don't check it when I'm with people.
I keep my phone on silent.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
I know.
Unless I'm expecting a call that I need, I will keep my phone on silent because I can just get back to everybody later.
Right. Exactly. You know, and it is rude. I mean, it's become more acceptable for people to look on their phones and stuff and talk on the phone while they're with someone.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it should be.
No, it's so rude, especially at the table.
Yeah.
Like, that's the one place your whole goal is to eat and catch up.
Right. And I don't get why people want to talk on the phone next to other people. You know, when people do that, you know, they're like really loud.
Right. Drives
talking
me crazy.
On the phone. Yeah, they're on the street. They talk real loud. Everybody has to hear them.
Right.
It's like, my God, don't you feel any need for privacy or anything? You know,
or other people's space and time. Like, I didn't ask to hear that phone conversation.
Yeah,
I don't
exactly.
know what doctors you go to.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't care who broke up with you.
Yeah, although sometimes I'm curious.
I'm never. I have no eavesdropping in me. I don't care. Like, deal with your stuff yourself. Thanks. Yeah. Move on.
I know, but sometimes it's funny, you know. Like, on my street, sometimes I'll sit on the balcony and there'll be people walking their dogs talking on the phone.
Yeah.
They're so loud. It's like you hear them down the street and it's like, what the hell is your problem? You know?
Right.
Why don't you care that everybody can hear what you're saying? And why do you have to talk so loud?
Right. And also, during that time when you're walking your dog, why don't you hang out with your dog?
Yeah, exactly. Connect with the dog.
Right. And you're in nature, you're walking, like,
right.
Be part of what's going on.
Exactly, and people are just glued to their phones. I'm not like that. I'm not like that. You know, I mean, if I sit at a restaurant and I wait for the food, I don't pull out the phone. You know, I sit there, I watch people, I think. You see, that's the thing. We never give ourselves time to think
right.
during the day.
And, you know, our brains need rest. So if we're always on the phone and we're always using apps and thinking and writing back to people and texting or Facebooking or whatever people do on their phones, our brain doesn't have time to rest and actually retain information, which is why our memories are suffering.
Probably, yeah. I know. My memory is going. I don't know what it is.
Even mine is, and I'm 30, and I'm like, what's happening? Why can't I remember things at all?
I think we're just overstimulated with so much information.
That's what it is. It's
our brain is not meant to handle that mm-hmm. much at the same time.
Nope, that's what the article said.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Hmm. Things that make you go,
Exactly. And even babies have iPads and phones now, so what's going to happen to them? They're going to be mush.
And you can't pry them away from them either.
No.
Wow. I know. It's pretty... Yeah, I mean, I remember when my kids were born, I thought, wow, you know, I'll get them into computers. I got them, like, computer games and everything. And they loved it, you know. But a computer is like you give it a limited time and that's
right.
it.
Right. You're not on your computer all day.
You watch over it. Right. But with the kids, I mean, they're just, like, sitting on the iPad with their games and... They can't stop, you know.
Right, and a lot of parents, to calm their kids, give them iPads to, like, watch videos and...
Right, that's what they used to do with television. Yeah. Now they're doing it with iPads.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Wow.
Yep.
I don't know what's going to happen, man. I don't know that I want to see the world in 40 years.
Yikes. Well, I mean, that's the thing, is why balance is balance and everything should be in moderation.
Right. But the way the world is going, I mean, we're losing so much privacy.
Right.
That it's, I mean, we don't even, I think, comprehend what it means, you know?
Yeah.
And sometimes I just wonder, I'm like, wow, people reveal so much about themselves and wow, you know, I mean, there's just no secrets anymore.
I mean, I barely have any. I put it all out there, but I don't care. I also wouldn't put out things that I wouldn't want known.
Right.
But my life
is
pretty open.
And your social networks like Facebook, you're just limited to friends, right? You don't have it open to everybody.
Right.
Yeah, so who cares?
But I mean, on Instagram and Twitter, anybody can follow me.
Right.
But I'm not writing, like, deep details about my life.
Exactly, there.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you don't want the whole world to know. I mean, why?
Then again, I did post pictures of when I had surgery, but I didn't care. And people were asking, and they wanted to know I was okay. And it was, like, funny for me. Like, I posted one photo where I was in my hospital bed before they took me into the surgery. And I did, like, outfit of the day, my Cedar Sinai robe. Like, making fun of, like, a fashion thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, selfie, Cedar Sinai robe. You know, just because I don't take anything that seriously. And it wasn't, like, a death-defying surgery that I was having. So
right.
I sort of make fun of that stuff.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Good. Yeah. I try not to reveal as much. I used to reveal more. And I thought, why am I doing this? You know, I mean, people don't need to know this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so keep some privacy, some things to yourself, and it'll make you feel a lot better about yourself, I think.
Yeah.
Rather than putting out all your dirty laundry for everybody to see.
Right.
You know, and I mean, what I can't believe is when some people have conflicts with their significant other or family, and they'll complain about them. I mean, that's terrible.
Yeah.
You know?
Or you can always tell when somebody goes through a breakup, because then they start posting a lot of, like, sexy photos of themselves.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm so happy. Look at me. Look at me. Or they'll post, like, a quote that's, like, a really
sad
quote.
Yeah, all those quotes.
Like, we all know now what's going on with you. And by the way, then you got back together, and now we know you're back together, but we know that you fought.
Like, exactly.
I know too much about your relationship. Maybe you should keep it between yourselves.
Exactly. And that happens also, you know, not online too, when somebody will come to you, like even a relative, they say, oh, I fought with this and that and their shit and all that. And then they make up with them, but
right.
You still remember that.
Right.
You know?
They haven't like told you like, okay, so this is how I feel. This is why I got over it. I want you to know that. Like, you sort of missed the whole resolution and you're just like, well, what happened?
Right.
Hello?
Yeah.
It's a little jarring for the other people, I think.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, we have to keep that person in the family? Fine.
Exactly. Oh, wow. So a couple of other things. Well, there's a lot of stuff here, but this was funny. I guess Netflix is offering a fake countdown to help parents fool their kids on New Year's Eve. In other words, if you don't want your kids to stay up till midnight, then you play them this on-demand countdown, and you know that's made for kids, and they'll believe.
That's so cute. Oh my god, that's so cute. But also, it's like lying.
Yeah, it is. It is, but you know,
I'm not mad at it.
I'm sure that this is for very small kids,
right? I like a solution for everything.
Yeah,
and this way, kids can learn what New Year's is and how it works, and still go to bed on.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want your kids up. You know, if you have a 5-year-old, 4-year-old, up till midnight.
Right, but and then they're again, tired they the next day.
Yeah, they don't understand this stuff anyway.
Right, they don't know when midnight really is.
Yeah, or clocks or anything.
Yeah. Time is relative when you're a baby.
I know. Do you have any shows that you watch on New Year's Eve, like the countdown? And
well, because I'm usually out.
Then you don't, yeah.
So if it's on, then great. I'm sure it'll be like whatever the normal countdown is.
Right, who wants to see Ryan Seacrest again? For the millionth time.
Huh? I mean, I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't really care who's doing it. I like the experience.
Yeah.
And seeing the ball drop.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it makes you feel good. Kind of connects you with New York, I guess.
And all over the world, because everybody that's watching it is watching the same ball drop.
Yeah.
And that's kind of cool. It makes you all feel like one. The same experience had by many people.
Right.
I like it.
Yeah. Oh, well. I guess so. So everybody gets their countdown.
Yeah.
And the funny one is the CNN one. They put Anderson Cooper with Kathy Griffith, and she's crazy, and he's so like straight. Well, he's gay, but he's straight.
I love Anderson Cooper. I think he's great.
I know he is, and but to put him with Kathy Griffin, it's like, you know, it's like you're putting oil in water,
right? Well,
but they keep putting it back because. People like it.
Yeah, it's like a funny dynamic. And also, he's really funny, actually. He's dry. He's like a dry sense of humor, but he's very funny.
Right.
And she's taking over Fashion Police on E!
Oh, really?
Yeah.
From Joan Rivers?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
She's, I think, the only one that could probably fill those shoes.
Right, huh?
Or at least try to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. All right. Well, anyway, everybody, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you, Jen. Try to stay dry today.
I will. Thanks.
And we'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk.